Wounded Knee Massacre occurred in 1890 after a group of mostly Lakota elders, women, and children led by Chief Bigfoot were seeking refuge on the Pine Ridge Reservation when they were deterred by the U.S. Army's 7th Cavalry near Wounded Knee Creek. They were stripped of their weapons, and after a shot rang out, they were eventually gunned down. 20 U.S. soldiers were awarded the Medal of Honor. Native Americans have opposed this recognition, including Remy Bald Eagle, a U.S. Army combat veteran who served in the Middle East.
For me personally, as a soldier, as a combat veteran, it's to one, it gives a little bit more legitimacy to my service. It is difficult for any Native American to love this country because of what we've been through. But we love this land, so we stand up for it, and we go to war for it.
Bald Eagle is the spokesperson and enrolled member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. He says this resolution is the first of many to honor those Native Americans who were massacred that fateful day and to restore the honor of the nation's highest honor of valor.
The United States, you know, the United States prides itself on freedom and being united and liberty and honesty and integrity. And awarding medals of honor for the massacre of women and children and babies is none of that. And I think it's a statement to not just the people of the United States, but the rest of the world that we can step back and say we have wronged and we're going to make steps to right that wrong because we have integrity.
This resolution, according to Bald Eagle, may take decades of persistence for it to ultimately happen, but it's a good first step in creating a path to healing and understanding each other's differences. For SDPB, I'm Richard Tubles in Rapid City.